Today is Tuesday, November 24th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm recording a little bit earlier today, but you guys probably won't notice because I'm going to put it out around the same time, so... But Mark is... He left to go pick up some mask from his work. They're giving out N95 masks or something like that. And he wanted to have one, so they're giving them away for free. And so, anyway, I thought, oh, this is a perfect time for me to do this because he's gone. Probably what will happen, though, because I didn't do it right away. I didn't start recording immediately. That's a little pre-voicemail because I was trying to cue it up and there you go. But anyway, he was gone and I thought, well, I'll go ahead and get it out of the way while he's gone. But I didn't do it immediately. So, and my studio is directly above the garage. So if you guys hear, you know, while I'm recording, I'll try to mute and pause and stuff if that happens. But anyway, I'm recording it now. So, spoiler alert, let's listen to a voicemail.
Hey, Adam, this is Gary in Portland.
Gary.
On yesterday's little show, you had a drama that you never got to telling us about.
Yep.
And you just talked about Black Friday in Australia, which you know nothing about. So the only way, and since you forget what you talked about on the shows before, in order for Big Fatty Archer and me to find out what the drama was, I just needed to call you and ask you so you will comment on that because you played that this message today on the show.
You.
So get to it, Adam. Let us know what the big drama was. Thank you. Bye.
Well, I appreciate your call, Gary. And how dare you accuse me of not remembering things? How dare you? Actually, I thought about that earlier today that normally I do forget. I do. And you guys, no matter how mundane the story is, somebody asks me, hey, you forgot to tell us about that thing you were going to tell us about yesterday. I mean, 9 times out of 10, it's Gary. That's fine. So the drama. So I didn't really get a chance to. And Black Friday in Australia. Yes, I know nothing about Black Friday in Australia, but I don't even know if they have Black Friday in Australia. I think Scotty is saying that he wants to buy things from U.S. companies. But who knows? Maybe they now have Black Friday in Australia. How do I know? So I won't go off on a tangent on that again. However, over the weekend, we didn't really do anything as per usual because COVID. I think what we're going to do for Friday and Saturday of this week, we're going to go to Eureka Springs. I'm going to see if I can rent a cabin of some sort where we're not staying around a bunch of people, where it's kind of isolated, an Airbnb or a cabin or something. And we can go in and disinfect surfaces and stuff like that when we first get there. And hopefully somewhere we can take Sydney with us. But we don't really do anything. And we're going to go see Christmas lights. That is my plan. Eureka has a couple of good drive-through light displays. And Branson has a few light displays as well. And Eureka is only about, I don't know, maybe an hour away from Branson. I haven't looked that up. So if someone Googles it, I could be completely wrong. But I think they're fairly close together. So I think that's what we're going to do, although I have not rented anything yet. So we'll see. Maybe nothing is available. But I was hoping since it's the holiday weekend and it's COVID, maybe there would be some spots still available. All that being said, I get a call or a text message from my mom Sunday evening. So again, nothing happened over the weekend for me to really update you guys on the weekend, but I get a call from my mom, and it was a text message from my mom saying, hey, just wanted to let you know, we're going to be dropping off Shane tomorrow around noon because your stepdad has a doctor appointment. We're going to go do that first, and then we're going to drop off Shane. Now, Shane is, for those of you who have been listening to the podcast for a long time, you will know that, Shane, I have a frog in my throat. I'm so sorry, everyone, if I sound a little gravelly, but we're gonna work with it because I don't want to stop. So if I have to clear my throat a couple of times, my apologies. I'll try to remember to edit that out. But so Shane is my parents' dog. And over the years, we don't really know how old he is. I've said this all on the show before. I think he's older than what my parents think because he is going downhill. His health is just going downhill. And they think he had a stroke the other day, but it ended up not being a stroke. It was an ear infection that got into his eyeball or to his eye. So now he's blind. This was literally 2 weeks ago. They think he's blind now in his left eye, but he also can't shut his eye. The eyelid itself is paralyzed or something. He can't shut it. I don't know how that works. How does your eye not completely dry out? But anyway, regardless, he's got that. His ear is, that side of his face is paralyzed, they think, and he can't move his face and his ear, and I don't know, all these things. And he limps because he has some tendon problem that they were debating about whether or not they were going to get that fixed, whether they were going to have surgery done or hope that it just got better. He walks like an old man. He walks so slow now. When you try to take him on a walk, or you, like, if we try to take Sydney and Shane on a walk together, Sydney is galloping along practically, and Shane is hobbling, basically. And he has a cough because they think he has a frog in his throat. No, like an esophagus problem of some sort that they can't really fix. And so Mom texts and says, "Hey, we're bringing Shane in the morning." Now, we haven't discussed this at all. Normally, if Mark and I go out of town and Mom and Steve are home, they will keep Sydney. Or if we need a night alone and we, for whatever reason, and we can't take care of Sydney, we'll take her over there. And we do the same for their dog. We will keep Shane. And he has now, he has three different medications in pill form that he has to take twice a day. And he has an eye drop that he has to do twice a day to keep his eyeball from drying up. I guess that's what it's for. And then he has an ear medicine, and I think that's for the ear infection that he had a couple of weeks ago that caused all this problem. So there, I mean, all they need to do is name him Lucky instead of Shane, and he'll be great. But so we do that. I mean, that's a common thing, but normally we discuss it beforehand, and Mark and I were planning on going, like I said, to Eureka Springs, Branson, somewhere. We want to do something where we're getting away just for a day, nothing too expensive or elaborate or anything like that. We just want to get away. I'm supposed to be having furniture delivered, although they were supposed to email me before. It's supposed to get here tomorrow, and I have not heard anything from the company, so IKEA emailed me a couple of days ago and said, once the delivery company gets it, you'll get an email. And I'm hoping I get something today because they're supposed to be delivering it tomorrow. And I'm sure they don't work on Thanksgiving. And then we were going to go out of town on Friday. So anyway, when my mom messaged me, I got all stressed out because Mark and I wanted to do something, but we hadn't yet planned anything. And you know, I'm a people pleaser, and So I called my mom and I'm like, "Hey, Mom, I don't know if you asked us. I assume you didn't ask us this beforehand because Mark and I are planning on going out of town at the end of the week and just to do something away because we haven't, you know." And I was trying to say it in a way that, because I know I told my mom the reason we weren't going down south was because of COVID, and she's probably thinking, "Oh, so you're going to go on a vacation, but you can ignore the vacation for COVID, but you can't come see family." So I tried to kind of say it in a way as to say, "Hey, we're still not going to be around people. We're going to rent a cabin. We're going to do something where we don't have to actually come in human contact. We're going to see Christmas lights, so we're going to stay in the car. But we're planning on being away from the house all night, at least for one night, probably two nights." And she's like, "Oh, well, I thought because you weren't coming down south, I thought you had told me that you guys were just going to stay home and you were going to be around the house." And I said, "Well, I don't think so, because I would have told you, or I don't think I said that, because if you had asked me to keep Shane, I think I would have told you, hey, we were planning on doing something. So then she says, and they're down south right now, and so she's like, well, what we can do, she's like, don't worry about it, honey. What we can do is we can just shorten our trip. So tell me what day you guys are going to go. Well, now I have to decide exactly what day we're going to go. We hadn't set anything in stone. It could have been Thursday. It could have been Friday. It could have been Wednesday. We were free. Like, we didn't have anything planned. Mark has off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I have off. We could have left on Wednesday, but I felt like I was, you know, put on the spot. And so I said, well, probably, I said, we're going to go on Friday around noon. We're going to go, you know, to either Branson or Eureka Springs. We're going to stay the night, and we'll probably stay the night as well Saturday night. So then she decided, okay, well, we're going to come back on Friday. And you guys, if you can, please keep Shane until Friday. So we've got Shane with us. That was the drama. You guys know how I am. I didn't want to say no, but I felt like that was a little bit inconsiderate that she had not asked me, but I think she thought that she had asked me. But she didn't, because I would have told her we were going out of town. There you go. That's the drama. Was that exciting? All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.